in your Word of God to the book of Luke. Brother Kelsey and Sister Marlena will be with us tonight, singing and preaching and shouting. And I want you to remember that. 24th chapter, did I say? I think it is. Real quickly here. Woo! I'll tell you what, I'm sure some of y'all go to church and think there's nothing quick about it. But really, we are rushing, if you want to know the honest truth about it. Amen. We're going to pull up here and slow down a little bit and preach the gospel to you. How many is going to help me? I want to preach a verse here that stood out to me a few weeks ago, and it's been on my heart. Good to have all the visitors to enjoy the children singing. You say, well, I've heard them do better. I'm not talking about how good they did. I'm talking about, do you appreciate them singing? Yes. They did good, too. I want you to go to the 13th verse. Behold, two of them that same day went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near. That's what I want to preach on this morning. Jesus himself drew near. Woo. That makes the hair stand up on my neck to think that Jesus would draw near. Not a fake. Not an imposter. Not a relative. Jesus himself. Do you know what the remedy for this world is? Jesus himself. I'm not talking about reading about him, hearing about him, knowing him in history. I'm talking about him drawing near to us. Jesus himself drew near. Now, y'all know this lesson is commonly called, you know, the two on the road to Emmaus. Crucifixion had already happened. These two men, we know one of them's name. The other one's name is speculation. We don't know who it was for sure. Could have been Peter. Could have been, I guess, some say it might have been it's Cleopas' wife. You know, I don't know. They were two disciples, followers of the Lord. They were talking. And I thought stood out to me. They reasoned and communed with one another. But it wasn't helping. The Bible said they were sad. They were going away from Jerusalem. Amen. Help me preach a minute. I said they were going away from Jerusalem. And they were sad. Even though they reasoned, what has gone wrong here? They brutally crucified our master. And he said that he was going to get up in 3 days, and this is the third day, and we've still not seen him. Their hearts were so disappointed, so discouraged. Woo, help me preach now. Let me read just a little bit more. The Bible said he drew, but Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. I don't know what that means. You preachers may know. I don't know exactly what that means. Their eyes were holden. Only thing I know for sure is they, for some reason, they did not recognize him. But could I ask you this morning, just because they did not recognize him, did that mean he did not draw near to them? Oh no, it was Jesus himself. Even though they did not acknowledge it, was not aware of it, could not realize it. Amen. The very one they were reasoning about. Amen. I tell you, there comes a time when we have to quit reasoning in it and reach out and touch him. Praise God. And know him for ourselves. I wish somebody would help me in this house tonight, today, as I'm going to preach this Easter Sunday on Jesus himself drew near. How is that possible? Amen. They just nailed him to an old rugged cross. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. Amen. They sealed it with a stone. Amen. These men were church men. Amen. They were followers of him. Amen. But their unbelief had caused a sadness. Amen. Brother Kelsey preached the other night on the enthusiasm. Amen. Being excited about the exit. I'll tell you what, these men, amen, were not excited about their Lord because they thought their Lord was dead. They were not excited about their relationship to the church. They were leaving the church. Amen. They weren't excited about their future, for they had no hope for the future. Their heart was downcast. They didn't feel like shouting. They didn't feel like preaching. They didn't feel like staying in the city of God. Amen. They moved out. Amen. But can I tell you, everything changed when Jesus drew near. Oh, somebody say amen. I said everything changed when Jesus drew near. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. I wish somebody say amen. Oh, now, I know y'all want me to hurry. And, you know, I've got a ham on. It's not supposed to stay past 12 o'clock. I don't know what happens to them, Sister Lois, when they stay longer than they're supposed to. I may have even forgot to turn the thing on. I don't need to worry about it. Huh? Woo! Praise God. Listen. Here's what the Lord said. Listen to what he said. He said, he drew near them and said, "What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as you walk? And are sad." Praise God. Boy, I've noticed it. I'm going to tell you, pastor in the church, amen, there's times that the countenance shows on you. Huh? Come on now. Amen. And your head is down. Their head was down. I want you to notice the misery that was in these two men or whoever they were. I want you to notice the misery in them as they expressed to him what that was bothered. What are you talking about? And they more or less looked at him, amen, and said, "Man, amen, where are you from? Amen, are you a stranger in Israel? Amen, come on, church, help me preach a little. Amen, do you not know what's going on? Do you know sometimes, church, we come to church almost acting like we don't know really what's going on? Amen, help me preach a little bit. Amen, we feel like the Lord is a stranger to us. Amen, don't everybody know? Amen. What's happened? Are you going to help me preach a little bit here? Amen. What are you talking about? That's made you so sad. Amen. One of them, Cleopas, answered, said unto him, "Are thou a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days?" And he said, Jesus said, "What things?" And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, have crucified him. Now listen to the sadness Woo, help me, Holy Ghost, preach to these people today. Listen to the sadness in their voice when they said, hey, man, we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, certain women also of the company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came and they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Are you listening to me, church? These men were sad and downcast. And now they begin to refer to those women that were at the tomb and said they astonished us, amen, by telling us that he was alive. And then he goes on and tells about Peter and how that Peter testified, amen, that the Lord was not there. But they put this in there. And they said, but we have not seen the Lord. But the Lord we have not seen. Can I tell you, you're in a dilemma here this morning. Oh yes. Amen. You folks have told you how good old time religion is. Amen. But you just can't believe it. Amen. Others have told you that the tomb is empty, but you're not buying it. And you're not going to buy it until you see him for yourself. Could I tell you, he is drew near. Amen. This morning. Oh, come on now. I said, he is drew near. Amen. This very morning. And he is talking to you right now. But their eyes were withholding and they could not see him. I'll tell you what, it's a miserable life when you can't believe that Jesus is alive. But I feel like preaching a little. I said it is a miserable life. They were miserable. Amen. I can tell they are by the direction they're going. The disciples were still, Brother Kelsey, in Jerusalem. Amen. But they got discontent with gathering together again. And Christ not there. The threat of their lives as the Romans were still, no doubt, shaking the bushes, trying to find the followers of Jesus. Amen. And they did not have faith in Christ being alive. So they turned and went a different direction. They were miserable. Can I tell you, I can tell when misery is set in on you because you start to leave the church. You leave holiness. You leave the worship of the Lord. You leave the house of God. You leave the old time devotion that you used to live. Amen. You're miserable. Are you helping me preach? You know how I can tell they were miserable? Amen. By the discussion that they had. Amen. We had hoped. Amen. We had all our hopes in the fact that he was the one to redeem us. Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit. Can I tell you, your hope is not lost. Your hope is not dead. You can turn around because he's still alive. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus himself drew near. And he talked with them. And he said, and they expressed their disappointments. I want to tell you this morning, there's many that are here this morning, amen, that set out on a course that have been discouraged with it and disappointed with it. Oh, but don't give up. I don't know how many times I have told myself this week, we're just going to keep pushing. We're just going to keep trying. God's going to come to us. Are you listening to me? This is the third day. Oh, yeah, we heard a rumor. We heard, and the Bible said they began to reason. No doubt, Brother Eric, they were reasoning over the rumors they heard. Now, them women came. They were pretty excited. I should say so. Huh? Kind of like little Angel when she went back to work. Huh? And they noticed a change in her life. Are you listening to me preach? And she tried to tell him, hey, he's living. Did she tell you that, Brother Eric? He's alive. You believe it, don't you? Woo! You believe it, don't you? You know it, don't you? You know how he knows? Oh, he reasoned it over a while. No doubt got up in the middle of the night, slipped off and read his Bible or talk to God, probably prayed a little bit. What's got a hold of angel? This is turning everything inside out. She's a lot different than, but I'll tell you what, hey man, there was a sad day, a Sunday, hey man, right after a baptizing, hey man, Eric quit reasoning about the Lord and realized that he was right near him. Hey man, come on now. And he cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. It changed everything in his life. I want to tell you, you've heard the rumor, your grandma said he's alive, but you need to witness it for yourself. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He's right near. Jesus himself. I'll tell you what, and I speak as a fool. Amen. I'm nothing. I'm less than that. But I will tell you this. There's been many times in my life that Jesus drew near when my head was down and my heart was low and I was disappointed in myself and that church and everybody else. And the Lord drew near. Amen. And spoke the word. Why are you so down? What are you talking about? What is it you're moving? Come on now. I feel like preaching to the church. Amen. This morning, Jesus is drawing near. Jesus said this to them, old fools. Now, that term is not like an evil term. That word is like, you poor ignorant soul. That's about the way he said it. And he went on to say, didn't you read the Bible? Didn't you know that the Son of God had to die? Did you not know that he had to die before he could ever redeem you? And you know, they got to listen to that. It got to have an effect on their life. Amen. They told later, after they realized who it was, they said, did our heart not burn within us when he shared with us the word of God? I want to tell our church something here this morning. We need a revival in this last day. It ain't going to come, amen, with a bunch of foolishness, amen, and a bunch of promotion. We're going to get back to the word of God and the presence of the Lord and realize, amen, he's not dead. He's right here on the road with me. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. I want to tell us I'm here today. If you're lost in this world, if you're disappointed, if misery has driven you away from the church, I want to tell you Jesus is drawing near you. Hallelujah. Not only was they possessed with misery, they were possessed with mystery. They couldn't understand. They looked at him and said, are you a stranger? Who are you? Well, I feel like preaching, Brother Jeff, somebody here this morning. Huh? You take somebody that's never been saved, Brother Kenny, and you preach Christ to them, and they'll say, who is that? Who is this? Who is this dealing with my heart? Who is this speaking these words and giving comfort to us? We don't know. It's a mystery. Are you a stranger here? Oh, no. He knows you better than your mama knows you. Ooh. The mystery, amen, of the scriptures that they didn't understand. Listen to me now. Oh, help his preacher. Help his preacher. Because there's another point, if I could say it like that I want to preach. Christ drew near in their time of misery and confusion. And he started in the book of Moses. I know there's not a book of Moses. There's five books of Moses. The Pentateuch. He started in Moses. Went through the prophets. Huh? And I would have loved. I had a CD of that. Christ teaching a seminar on himself from the Old Testament. A.B. Simpson, eat your heart out.
That's right.
Huh? Y'all ever heard of A.B. Simpson? Huh? Woo. Would you love, Brother Keith, would you love hear the crisis in your life? And I went in there to see you, and you didn't think you'd ever walk again. But I remember what you told me. I was amazed at it. You said, preacher, you probably don't even remember it. You said, preacher, I'm saved. I know I'm right. I fixed it. It's all right in my soul. I'm all right. I'm ready. I'm fixed. I'm saved. I'm fixed. I'm saved. Intensive care, pipes running everywhere, freak accident, can't move his legs. Hey, man, I've got saved right here. Amen. Are you listening to me? Oh, I wish I could preach to you here today. I'm talking about, amen, Jesus drew near. Woo! Hallelujah. I tell you what, if he's still a stranger to you, amen, you need him to open your eyes. Amen. You need him to solve, amen, this mystery for you. Amen. Am I preaching to you all right? I said, you need him to solve this mystery of who he is. I'll tell you who he is. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the one you've been looking for and hoped for all your life. Now notice, oh, I love this. You talk about revival. Amen. They still were not aware. Their eyes were holding. Amen. But they won't always be that way. You say, I don't understand. You keep on trusting God. Amen. It won't always be that way. Amen. And they got close to their house there at Emmaus. And he was going to go on. And they didn't want to see him leave. Amen. It's like a good service. When the presence of the Lord is there, you don't want to go home. You don't want to go to McDonald's. You don't want to go home. You don't want to go to work. And so they looked at him and said, amen, don't leave us. Amen, tarry with us. It's getting dark. You're helping me. You're causing my heart to warm. Amen, you're giving me hope. I don't know who you are, but I don't want you leaving me. I don't understand you, but I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay right here. And you know, if they had not asked him, he would not have stayed. He would have went on. But they pleaded. I am pleading with you. You're lost. You're miserable. You're full of mystery. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing in life. You don't understand why things you put your hopes in have fell apart. They nailed your promise to the cross. Amen. They beat your aspirations and dreams and hopes to a bloody pulp. Amen. They marred his face above any other man. You've never seen a man beat like him. You thought he was going to be your king and redeemer. Amen. And now he's in a hole in the ground and they're looking for you. And your heart is broke and your mind's confused. But I want to tell you something. It ain't over. Hallelujah. There's somebody drawing near. I said there's somebody drawing near, and he knows your name, and you know him. And when your eyes are open, you'll realize who it is. Amen. Stay with me, church. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. He sat down at the table, and they began to eat. And the Lord took the bread, and he broke the bread. And I don't know why. I don't know why it is. I don't know what it was about that, Brother Street, when he broke that bread. You know, you and Gay's been together so long, she probably could just stick her hand out and you'd recognize her by her hand. Ain't that right? That may have been it. Brother Harold, it could have been when he broke that loaf of bread open. Those nail scars were shining. Huh? And they might have thought, that reasoning they were going through. Could I tell you, reasoning's going to get you nowhere, really. The just shall live by faith. Huh? And so, sister, when they saw them nail scars, their eyes were open. And they said, it's the Lord. And he disappeared right out of the table. You ever seen company come? You didn't know if they'd ever disappear? Well, he vanished right before their eyes. Gone. And you know, he changed their direction.
Amen. Huh?
He changed their discussion. Hear me? He solved the mystery. Listen, you know what happened to them? I preached about, amen, I preached about the misery they were in and the mystery. But what about their mission? Huh? You know what they did? They turned around, went back to Jerusalem. That's what you need to do. I guarantee you, if you'll see him on that road, you'll turn around too. Amen. You'll get your hope back. You'll get your confidence back. They ran all the way back to where those disciples were and busted through the door. We've seen him for ourselves. And they said, Peter saw him, and he told us about it, and we didn't really believe it, but we saw him for ourselves. He was in our living room. He opened up. Amen. I'll tell you what, my children, and I love them. I love them. I love them. Amen. I got one little girl. She's 12 years old, and that's where she's going to stay. Until July the 3rd. Amen. But I'll tell you, and you girls too, I love y'all too. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Your life, amen, will be nothing but misery and mystery until you meet him on that road and acknowledge him. Brother Justin, as the Son of God you've been hoping in and trusting in all your life since you was a little boy on your knees. Are you helping me preach? I'm telling you what, you need to see him this morning and let it turn your life around. Let it give you a new mission and a new vision and a new outlook. Are you listening to me preach? I want to preach to you this morning. What we need, amen, is for Jesus himself to draw near.
Amen.
Would you bow your heads with me this morning? There are people in here, all of you, I love dearly, Brother Mac. People here I love, I have preached to, some have responded, some are not. You really don't need Brother Randy to preach you another sermon. What you need is to realize it's Jesus that draws near. I wish the church would lift your hand and ask the Lord to help me as I reach to somebody here. This while Brother Robert and them sing, if there's one soul in this house that needs the mystery solved,
greater love hath the man than this.
Ooh, won't you come?
That he,
are you helping me? I know you're praying with me.
For his friend.
How many Easters has it been?
Loving word.
Since you knelt on your knees
upon
and gave your
the
heart.
Cross, he said, as ooh, his blood.
Won't you come, friend?
Stained it crimson red, and every time.